And how does it impact us? Well, the way aggregation has worked historically has been clients share their IDs and passwords with that third-party aggregator. So the ID and password to your site, which you probably somewhere in your terms of service tell clients to keep secret, they go and give away. And while we may not even know our passwords because we store them encrypted, right, the aggregator needs them because the aggregator uses a software robot to enter them on the website and then uses a robot to go page by page to collect that information. Often, it's more information that might even be necessary for the use case. So why are we concerned? The cyber environment is changing, right? It's not what it was in the year 2000. We see data breaches all over. There are about 500 million credentials been reported or circulating. Just the Yahoo breach alone, if you think about that, we have many clients who use the same ID and password at Yahoo that they use on our sites. So what happens is those IDs get stolen and then credential stuffing attacks are attempted. Right? What does that mean? It means a bad guy gets those credentials and tries them on our sites to find valid credentials. Even if they don't use them right away, they can separate the good ones from the bad ones. So number one, right, we have a cybersecurity issue when our credentials are held elsewhere. Right? There's access to sensitive data. So there's lots of data on our sites which should really be meant for clients and not meant for these other activities. And some of our sites, we've seen over 30% of our daily activity coming from robots. Right? This is a particular problem in times of heightened market activity. Think flash crash. Right? We've built these front doors to our sites specifically for clients to come in one at a time. They don't use very many pages when they do. Right, they kind of drive by their money. Is my money still there? Is it the same that it was? What went up, what went down, and they go away. Right, robots go through many pages. It's not a business-to-business connection.